Hi, this is a dictation for Everly Thomas, E-V-E-R-L-E-E-T-H-O-M-A-S. Everly Thomas is here for a follow-up evaluation today on 11-14-2022, date of birth 8-23-1996, date of accident 4-12-2022. Ms. Everly Thomas has not been consistent in visiting the office for follow-up visit. Initially, first visit was on 5-3-2022. After that, she did not come until October 11, 2022. And now she's on her third visit in last 7 months. Although she reported that she has been doing physical therapy all along continuously for last 4 months with a gap of 3 months. She is not completely a compliant patient. In addition, she reported that during the accident that occurred on 4-12-2022, where she was a restaurant driver alone in the car, she lost the control and then she hit a median and her car was completely total. And during this impact, she hit her left knee to the dashboard and chest to the steering wheel and head to the steering wheel, resulting in some fracture to the, according to her, the skull was fractured, although the hospital did not do much about it or even reported an fracture. She had a black eye on the right side and multiple contusion on the forehead with bleeding on the nose. We also have not received any records from the Panagres Hospital, which will be requested back again. It appears that they did a CT scan of the head and there was no bleeding in the brain. At the time of accident, patients start having headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blurred vision. Currently, she reports the following, that she has headaches which are almost 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they last for several hours. They are affecting front and the back of the head. In addition, patient suffers from neck pain, upper back pain, mid back pain, and lower back pain with no radiation to the arms or the legs. The pain in the upper back is moving across the shoulder, and lower back pain is across the both sacroiliac joints. She reports that she has a hard time sitting for a long time, standing for a long time, walking for a long time. She can walk up to a block. She is able to sleep for 5 to 6 hours. And she is now planning to work as a school bus driver assistant. And she's learning how to drive. She's applying for a CTL license. According to her, the pain in the neck is around 6. Mid-back pain, upper back pain, 7. Lower back pain is the worst at 8. Right knee pain is also worse at 8. And left knee pain is 5. Overall pain level is around 6. And areas that are reported affected are all the way to 7 to 8, especially affecting relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life at 8. Mood is affected 7. Patient reports a minimal relief, 20%. Whenever she visits the physical therapist, she finds some relief, but the pains return back. In the system review, neurology and psych patient report that headaches are present front and back, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea only, no vomiting, and dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, the difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory. The patient denies any confusion or disorientation, blackout, seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, as described earlier, patient has pain across both the shoulders, although the shoulder itself are not involved. She is able to lift the arms all the way to 180 degrees without any issue. So the pain is mostly in the neck, upper back, lower back with stiffness in this area, and ankle and foot pain sometimes. In the GI, only nausea is present, and no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is present. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has remained the same and no appreciable improvement has been noticed. and patient report that in the medical history she has been informed that she has anemia. Other than that, no issues in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Codeine, Ultren, substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 110 over 48, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is dictated on 10-11, which is the data services 10-11-2022 for Everly Thomas, dictation number 1023-002. The rest of the exam will be the same along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue physical therapy still another month before it is discontinued. In addition, patient is reported is being sent to a chiropractor also as well as acupuncture massage, which will continue remaining on light duty job. And she is being provided naproxen 500 twice a day, scalexin 800 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Alavil 50 milligram at night for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram at night for some depression relief. Fury said 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches. Gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets for headache relief and neuropathy. And Imitrex 50 milligram PRN for seizure headaches. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient is being provided a prescription for doing a MRI for cervical spine, MRI for lumbar spine, and MRI for right knee without any contrast. The patient is apparently quite stable, and we will visit her. She'll visit us in 15 days' time after the MRIs are done. She'll continue her physical therapy, and hopefully she'll get better. Once the MRIs are available, we'll discuss with her update of her treatment plan. Thank you.